The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to the Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lose.
Morning, John.
Morning, Otto. And this is our first show of the new year, 2021. And both Otto, myself, and Christina are so looking forward to not only one good show, but a year of great shows ahead of us. And there would be nothing better to start off the year 2021 than with our own Shari Batone. And Shari is the mobility manager for the Project Independence and for the Department of Aging. And in that position, and I know Shari for years, she has done the most exemplary job of helping our seniors navigate the tough things of life. I mean, trying to get from one place to another for a younger person, gets on a motorcycle, gets in a car, gets on the bicycle, when you're a senior, but you need to get to, from A to B. It's depressing sometimes. And that's when you call 311 and we have somebody as wonderful as Shari at the other end of that number, and she will walk you through it. Good morning, Shari.
Good morning, John.
And thank you so much for coming on the show and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
I'm going to start off the program by just asking you to explain Department of Mobility. I'm not saying that's the right name. It's not called the Department of Mobility, but however you want to call it, since you are the Senior Mobility Manager for the town.
Sure. So I work along with our fabulous producer, Christina, at the Department of Services for the Aging, which is better known as Project Independence, where we provide a wide array of services for seniors who live in the town to remain living at home and not have to move out when things change. And one of the big things that can be a cause for somebody to move away from their home is suddenly not being able to drive. So we provide services such as taxi service to get to the doctor and for food shopping so that someone can remain living independently and get around without having to rely on their adult children who are busy with their own lives and have to work. And it's just important also to have a quality of life where you are independent and able to get around. So if you live in the town and you're at least 60, or if you're 25 and up and have a disability, we have taxi to get to food shopping. And we also have taxi to get to medical appointments, as well as dental, optical, physical therapy, or a therapist. Do I have a minute to explain how things have changed during this crisis?
Absolutely, okay, please, great. We want to hear everything.
Okay, great. I have to say the town of North Hempstead leadership was very quick to respond to the pandemic and immediately implemented safety measures with regard to this taxi service. So when seniors could stay safer and still get to where they need and still be a little bit protected, more protected and at a distance from the driver and so on and other people in the car. So one of the first things was that the town is incurring all the costs. That keeps the senior away from the driver, not having to exchange cash and say thank you. So it's completely free right now to ride with Project Independence Taxi for medical as well as food. Food shopping was always free, but now medical is free. The town is covering the cost of the tip. Okay. Also, shopping.
I just want to jump in there for one thing. I think that is such a phenomenal bonus that, you know, it's a terrible, terrible time in our country. And between the supervisor and the council to turn around and do something as wonderful as this, because the exchange of money can cause something for a senior, can get a disease going. I mean, we are trying in this town to be as safe as possible, and you, Shari, are doing a great job. So I just needed to throw that in there.
Thank you.
I also have a quick question.
Sure.
Like if you get a ride to a doctor and you're at the doctor's office, a lot of times nowadays you have to kind of wait in your car and they're going to text you or call you to tell you now you can come in. Would the taxi wait with that person, do you know?
You know, in the beginning, that was more of an issue. I'm not sure if that's still happening now. Certainly, if somebody's mobility was such that they couldn't stand or wait outside or have a safe place to wait, they have told us that in advance, and we have asked for the taxi to wait. I just am not sure if that's still the case. And so of course, if somebody had a need to wait, they would probably ask that up front. The callback would be routed to me to discuss what the issues were and to add those notes and make sure that the taxi company was aware to accommodate. So just moving forward, shopping used to be 2 days a week and it was a shared ride where the cab would drive in a loop, picking people up, take a group over and go back, pick up more, et cetera. Now, got to be alone in the car, no other people except who's in your party. So you're obviously your family members, anybody who accompanies you, an aide, that's okay. Anyone in your party is allowed to go along with you, but now you can go 7 days a week and you can go as early as 7 a.m. You know, after all, there's senior hours at stores that early. So there's less people, it's cleaner because maybe they cleaned overnight. Also the stocking happens overnight. So you have a better chance of getting those items that are hard to find. And also we're being very flexible. If somebody tells us they need to go someplace outside where we usually go, we're accommodating. For example, the pharmacy. You now can use the program to get to the pharmacy. Early on, some people say, I need some cash. I got to get to a bank. Well, we accommodated. So just ask the question. While it's not the norm to do something like that, we are going out of our way. Also, we've always said we'd like to know at least the day before if you're going, because we got a lot of rides and we want to keep it straight and give the taxi an opportunity to get organized for the next day. But now if someone calls in and it's same day, we do our best to make it happen, as long as there's a little advance notice so we can get the information over the taxi company.
I think that's a very important point that Shari just made. You know, most people, especially when you're home now, you have a plan, okay? I mean, yeah, an emergency could happen and I need a ride in the next couple of hours, then you can call Shari at 311. However, you know you need to pick up a prescription, you know you need to get some bread or coffee or whatever it is, your normal staples. That's not an emergency. You make your list and you plan for Monday to go. And so you call on Friday and say, I need a ride. You know, what would be a good time Monday or Tuesday? We all have to work together here now.
Right.
You don't need milk in 25 minutes. You know,
right.
I mean, yes, if something happens, you break the container with some ridiculousness, we're always here to help you. But try to work with us, which is the main thing I'm trying to say.
True. Thank you for that. I just want to add also, this is for non-emergency medical appointments. So if somebody wakes up and has an accident, God forbid, this is not the program. In fact, 311's trained. If someone calls in to say, it's an emergency, I have to go today, I have whatever symptoms or something happened, they say, well, this is not for emergencies. If something has happened, maybe you need emergency transport, okay? Also, this service is not for somebody who has COVID symptoms. So if anybody is experiencing those symptoms, this is not the way to go.
You know, a lot of doctors now are encouraging, if you have a problem that's not a true emergency, some sort of a health issue, to use telemed. And, you know, the senior themselves may not be able to handle the telemed, but maybe a fellow, a family member or a friend could help them with that. Because I think that's a great thing. You know, you don't have to go to an urgent care center. Maybe you just have a sore throat or, you know, stuff that can be analyzed by a doctor just by conversation.
Great point. So one of the things that I do as a mobility manager is I brainstorm with people on how to get around, what are the alternatives available? And now that is an alternative. Someone calls in and says, do you take me to my doctor and move to Suffolk County? Well, unfortunately, there's a limit to how far the town's program goes. But then I will add that as an option. Why don't you call the office and see if they'll have a telemedicine option for you? You know, especially now, the less you have to get out, the better. You know, if it's not an emergency, I know people are seeing their dermatologist. You can get very close to the camera to see what the issues are, or, you know, to discuss things, a therapist appointment. You don't have to go in person. So these things do come up, and that's where we just kind of brainstorm and suggest ideas. Somebody has difficulty getting out of the front. So we talk about, well, where else can you get out? What other exits do you have in your house? You know, can you safely get out that way? And if not, you know, sometimes there's things that I need to refer to another team member to help figure things out. Maybe somebody needs, I don't know, a ramp or another type of adaptive piece of equipment for their home or for when they travel.
I mean, this is such a tremendous program. I know several people personally who are good friends who are going into the category of macular degeneration, kind of knocking them out of the ability to drive, or they shouldn't drive, let's put it that way. And I think the fact that people have this in the back of their mind that you can have somebody drive you is a very important thing. It's a comfort feeling that, you know, you're going through a tough time. And like John pointed out, the difficulty of being able to move or go somewhere is difficult enough. But when you start to just look at it as a possibility, it's life altering. You know, it changes your whole psyche to what you can and can't do. You know, you can't just hop in the car and go buy a newspaper if that's what you want to do. You can't do that anymore. So you have to think a little bit differently.
Yes, that's one of the things that I'm available to discuss. Transitioning from driving, often people keep the car for driving during the daytime. They give up driving at night, and then maybe they give up driving certain distances or with complicated parking lots or when they're just having drops put in their eyes. We make it known, you can be a driver and still make use of this program. All you have to be is 60 and live in the town. There is no qualifier. We're not coming to see if you drive sometime. So people should know that this is a service they're entitled to, whether they have a car in the driveway or not. And right now, more than ever, we need our car. If you are somebody who wants to hold on to your driving and your mobility, you know, staying safe with winter driving and being aware of all the things that you need to address about yourself, be it hearing aids or vision, that all these things are very important to maintain your ability to drive while you have it. Keep driving as long as possible, because driving means that you have some more freedom from isolation, especially now. Your ability to get out, see nature, go drive yourself to a park.
Shari, I'm going to interrupt you because we're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
But we're going to come back because freedom's a very important point there. I want to come back to it. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.